From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Iraq, three deadly bombs struck parts of Baghdad Wednesday, killing at least 93, wounding more than 150 others. The deadliest attack occurred at a marketplace in Sadr City. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attacks. U.S. Army Major General Gary Valesky, briefing reporters from Baghdad, said he believes Iraqi security forces are capable of dealing with the IS threat.
As you know, this isn't the first time something like this has happened. In Baghdad in February, there was an attack just as we were getting here. The Iraqi security forces have not asked us for any assistance, frankly. They've got that well in hand.
Valesky said Iraqi forces are making great progress in reclaiming land lost to insurgents. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau strongly condemned Wednesday's blasts.
The recent spate of attacks by Daesh is the latest reminder of the danger this group poses to all Iraqis and the importance of Iraqi leaders from all communities working together to quickly resolve differences so the progress made against Daesh continues.
She said the U.S. remains committed to helping Iraq remove what the IS threat from its territory and, quote, suffocate its financial foreign terror fighter and propaganda networks. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his forces have killed 3,000 IS militants in Syria and Iraq. Speaking to military officials in the Balkans Wednesday, Mr. Erdogan denied any sympathy for IS, insisting no country can match Turkey's efforts against the group. A Somali commando unit killed at least 15 suspected Islamist fighters in a raid on an al-Shabaab base in Galgudud region in central Somalia. A local government official told VOA the aim of the raid was to destroy the base and neutralize the militants' capacity to organize and carry out attacks. This is VOA News. There are reports Islamic State fighters, having pulled out of the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra, are once again threatening it. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said IS fighters have cut a key road linking Palmyra with the provincial capital of Homs. The IS group last week seized a gas field in Homs province. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked Wednesday if the U.S. is prepared to coordinate with Russia militarily in Syria to combat IS advances.
We have talked for quite some time about the efforts that are currently underway to deconflict our military activities with Russia in the skies over Iraq and in Syria. And you know, there have been a number of consultations about that. But those consultations have stopped short of any sort of formal military cooperation. And I don't anticipate that that will change.
Meanwhile, the observatory said an airstrike on IS-held territory in Deir Ezzor province Wednesday killed at least 7 civilians. And a 2-day ceasefire expired midnight local time in the embattled city of Aleppo. The Brazilian Senate continues its debate in the early hours of Thursday on whether to put embattled President Dilma Rousseff on trial. The debate came as the country's Supreme Court rejected her bid to halt the proceedings. Ms. Rousseff was impeached by the lower chamber over allegations she violated budgetary laws leading up to her 2014 re-election. She denies any wrongdoing. Kenya is drawing up a timetable to close the Dadaab refugee camp that cares for hundreds of thousands of Somali refugees over security concerns and in the face of international pressure to keep it open. Joseph Nkaiseri is the country's interior minister.
Kenya is committed to closing the Dadaab refugee complex. This decision has been made by government reflecting the fact that the camps have become hosting ground for Al-Shabaab, as well as centers of smuggling and contraband trade, besides being enablers of illicit weapon proliferation.
The East African country, which has suffered repeated attacks from Somali-based militants, believes many were launched from the Dadaab camp. Ugandan police arrested opposition leader Kizza Besigye just hours before President Yoweri Museveni was sworn in for a fifth term Thursday. The 71-year-old Museveni has been in power since 1986, won February's vote. Besigye, who came in second, rejected the results, calling it rigged. In Tunisia, at least 4 security force members were killed Wednesday when a suspected Islamist militant detonated a suicide bomb belt during a raid in the south in an operation designed to prevent new attacks on the capital. A public health expert has called for the postponement or relocation of the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro as a precautionary measure to prevent the spread of Zika. An estimated 500,000 people will descend on Rio for the Games, which get underway in August. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.